Welcome, musical viewers. Dating perhaps well over 5,000 years ago, the gong is an ancient sacred instrument that is believed to transmit peace to humanity with its sublime, majestic sound. With the shape of a flat bell, the gong can bring together all the sounds within the range of human hearing. Even today, the unforgettable gong still resonates during many occasions, ranging holy ceremonies, funerals and weddings, to orchestral symphony performances in festivals and theater. During a discussion in 1995 in Germany, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained about the heavenly origin and sacred purpose of instruments such as the gong.
Buddhist scripture also mentioned about the inside sound of the drum, of the gong, of the shell, of the thing, sea waves, and blah, 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 all kind of things. And in the Bible as well, it mentioned like the thunder, yeah? And the thunder, the sound of thunder. God speaks like the sound of the thunder. His sound is like the sound of many water, that means the sound of sea wave, etc., etc. And also the sound of trumpet, yeah? Like when the Bible mentioned about St. John, when he went to the second heaven, he heard the sound of trumpet, etc., etc. But these sounds are not ordinary sound, originally there's no such an instrument in this world. After the people who practice well, they come to heaven, they listen to the harp and the flute and all that, the direct teaching from God, which is so melodious. Then they came back here, they tried to make the instrument, which became the musical instrument of our time. All these masters tried to make music instrument for the purpose of teaching people. And then now, even if we hear just some of the outer instrument, our soul also feel very comforted.
Gong master Don Conroe from the United States, who is also a vegetarian and originator of the gong yoga of holistic resonance, shares about the significance of the sound of the gong.
The sound of the gong is the sound of the universe. It's the very first sound that created the universe. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was yes. Gong, and the world began to vibrate and resonate and come alive. So the gong really is like a mother and a father to us all.
When I listen to gong, I get the feeling like I want to get in to the sound, and I really wish myself to just disappear in the sound.
Over the past 30 years, Mr. Conroe has developed a unique gong art that rejuvenates one, physically and spiritually. He has been traveling around the world with Tomek Czartoryski, a fellow accomplished gong artist from Poland, to spread an uplifting message for the world through their gong performances and trainings.
The first Bronze Age occurred in Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan and all that Mesopotamia area. So the gong has been here for 6,000 years, and that's where it got the name of Mithra. It meant that it's a friend to everyone, and if you listen to the gong, what happens to you, you become a friend to everyone else.
jakby następstwem tego jest powrót Buddy, czy świadomości Buddy, bo tutaj pamiętajmy o tym, że Budda to przede wszystkim świadomość, która funkcjonuje w każdym z nas, który przepowiedział swój powrót na koniec XX wieku pod imieniem Maitreya. Maitreya właśnie, który przychodzi pod postacią gongu. Maitreya oznacza przyjaciel wszystkich i gong daje nam to doświadczenie. Kiedy powracamy z kąpieli w gongu, kiedy wracamy z powrotem do tu i teraz, do tej przestrzeni w swoich ciałach, czujemy się wewnętrznie uspokojeni. Czujemy się, jakbyśmy zaprzyjaźnili się na nowo ze sobą samym. A kiedy to jest możliwe, również jest możliwe w stosunku do...
Travels and performances, both Don Conroe and Tomek Sartoryski have witnessed the effect of the sound of the gong on those who bathe in it.
The ancient instruments, the original instruments, are a different type of music than we know in the Western world. Mm-hmm. It's just tones that come together and they reproduce more tones. We call it healthy cell mitosis. And when the body listens to the gongs and the bowls making this healthy tone mitosis, we respond, we resonate, and we mirror this, and so that we begin to become more youthful, our bodies become healthier, we become really what we were meant to be. In 45 minutes, it's like sleeping all night. It condenses a whole night's sleep into a short period of time, and the cells of the body, they just like perk up. They say, wow. And they begin to be happy, and every cell in the body has an ear. And that skin, the bones, they're all listening to the gong. And even the DNA inside, the proteins, they all respond to the gong, like it was their mother and father that gave it birth. So that's the way that we use the gong. It's not a religion. It's just a spiritual, psychological instrument.
Pozostałe instrumenta archaiczne, które używamy w tradycjach plemiennych czasami, i zauważyliśmy, że wszystkie te dźwięki uwalniają z naszego DNA pewnego rodzaju podświadomą pamięć. Co daje bardzo ostatecznie bardzo ciekawe efekty doświadczenia dla ludzi, którzy doświadczają tych dźwięków z zamkniętymi oczami.
Besides bringing the physical benefits, the gong artists seek to heal first the human spirit. They regard the gong as a means to elevate the spiritual, loving part of the human brain.
The research that's being done now today, scientifically on the brain, very interesting. We do know that one part of it is being developed even as you get old, like me. As you age, this part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, is still developing like a very highly sophisticated computer. Each year the computers become smaller and more complex and more powerful. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the computer in the front, the prefrontal cortex. We call it our third eye. We call it, you know, this is our true self. But the back brain, it's still involved with survival. I have to worry about my survival, not his survival. That part of the brain, selfish brain, you see, because of these wars still going on after millions of years, and this has to stop because we feel that all of a sudden we are going to have a planetary awakening, and we're all going to look at ourselves and go, oh, how could we have been so stupid? Evolution's going on. This brain is developing, and when that develops, it's a new world. It's a world of love again.
The gong artists also spread peace and spiritual messages through visual forms of the gong. In 1987, Don proposed to the World Union of Cities for Peace Convention held in Madrid, Spain, that a global network of world peace bell gardens be established in parks and plazas around the world. It was proposed that dismantled weapons could be melted and recast into bells and gongs. A unanimous 90 mayors around the world supported the proposal, and some have since created their gardens.
Because we think that someday there's going to be called the first day of world peace. We want to celebrate that together, to give thanks for breath and life, and to listen to the gongs and bells all around the world ringing again.
I są to takie miejsca mocy, które, na które składają się okręgi wykonane z kamieni. Każdy z tych okręgów reprezentuje inny system filozoficzny czy religijny, ale kompleksowo składa się na całość i właściwie reprezentuje gong, czyli tą różnorodność w jedności. Wielość w jedności. To są miejsca, takie mocy, w których realizujemy bardzo często wszelkiego typu ceremonie, rytuały, czasem prowadzimy zajęcia, warsztaty. W Polsce mamy taki ogród w Krakowie, jest jeszcze w Wielkiej Brytanii, w Australii.
To those who understand the power of constructive, harmonious vibrations, a global community of peace starts from inside. It is up to each individual to develop his or her relationship with fellow humans, co-inhabitants, and the earth itself.
Well, it's very important that we raise the crops so the soil will replenish itself, you know, not to use chemicals on this planet anymore. When we use so much of the land to raise meat, like a beef and cattle, it creates an imbalance in the atmosphere of the earth, and we begin to pollute more and more, and we're making the planet so hot now because of the way that we have been eating so many animals. You know, we are supposed to be the animals' friends. Animals are just like souls that we have got to take care of. If we just slaughter the animals like we don't care, we ruin our own heart. We destroy our own heart. We must really think about not ourselves, but how I can help my neighbor. We don't really think about the other countries as our friends, our neighbors. We think they're competing. The dignity of the humanity as a whole is such that we can no longer sustain that type of consciousness. Not if we want a planet for our children and their children. And the gong's mission is to make everybody on earth friends to each other. Really true friends between people, between countries, and so that the whole planet will all work together in harmony, because we have done terrible things to our home here in the galaxy. So we need to correct that So we have a goal, is to try to get everybody to work together and to love each other, to share with each other, and no more war, no more fighting each other, but to be really true human beings together.
We thank Mr. Conroe and Mr. Czartoryski for reviving our awareness about the tangible and spiritual significance of the gong. May there be plenty of beautiful gong sounds to share with others wherever you go, as we join in looking forward to a peaceful planet filled only with loving vibrations.
Remember, be veg, go green, to save the planet, and bring back this resonant power of our planet, Mother Earth.
Życzymy wam mnóstwa cudownego dźwięku płynącego z wewnątrz i mnóstwo pozytywnych wibracji dla was i dla waszych najbliższych.
Dziękujemy bardzo.
To find out more about the art of the gong, please visit www.donconroe.com and www.tonesoflife.com.pl. Cherished viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us on today's enlightening entertainment. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, coming up next after noteworthy news. May our world soon resonate with bliss for all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.